Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about having compassion. And our ability to have compassion often flows from our understanding of God's compassion towards us. When we experience the compassion of God, we ought to respond with a growing compassion towards others. Look at this word compassion. It's a word designed to communicate our willingness to join in with others' suffering for the purpose of helping, not for the purpose of a pity party. And so we gain an understanding, we grow with them so that they can be helped. It's the way that Jesus had compassion on people. He didn't simply feel sorry for them. He felt their pain so that he would be motivated, as if he needed motivation, to help. And sometimes it's that experience that reminds us that the statistics we read and hear and see are people. And we begin to understand that often the need isn't as big as we make it out to be. Well, there may be huge needs, but there are also those needs that we were designed by God to be able to meet. The need of being heard, of being listened to, of being remembered. Whether we can fix the primary cause of suffering or not, we can alleviate some of that by a heart of compassion. And so each weekday morning this week, we've been talking about a different aspect of the compassion that we see expressed by God towards us, compassion that Jesus had on the people that he encountered. And we're looking at those, well, so we can know more about God, but so that we can know more about how we ought to live. And today we're going to focus in on compassion for the sick. Matthew 14, verse 14, says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick." Evidently, within this crowd were many that, well, were in need. Some probably very obvious, the sickness that they needed healing from. Others might not have been nearly so obvious. But Jesus noticed because he paid attention. And the wonderful news of compassion is it communicates to us that not only does someone care, but that God cares. And we get the privilege of being that voice that communicates to others that we care and that God cares. And just as in the days of Jesus, we experience some of the same reactions to those who are sick. Sometimes we blame them. as Jesus and the disciples encountered a man born blind, the question was, who sinned? This man or his parents? They had determined it had to be somebody's fault. Now Jesus turns around and says, this wasn't a result of anybody's sin. This was allowed so that the glory of God could be seen. But when we blame people for their sickness, we're not very likely to help them. It's their fault. They got themselves into this mess. They can get themselves out of it. That's definitely not a compassionate response. It's a rather selfish response. Sometimes we don't blame them, but we're disgusted by it. And like it or not, that disgust often transfers from the sickness to the person. We don't know how to separate it. And I get it. I'm one that is very squeamish when it comes to medical stuff. I don't know that I'd go to the point of saying it disgusts me, but it does turn my stomach physically. And I have a tendency and have worked very hard at finding tools, tricks, so to speak, of avoiding the infamous passing out in settings that would not be very productive. Sometimes it's the game of the mind. And when Jesus talks in the Bible, talks about taking every thought captive, we generally think about that in reference to sin because that's what he's talking about. But for me, at least, some of the imagery of medical stuff takes place in my mind in such a way that it's amplified beyond what is actually in front of me. And so I have to take those thoughts captive in order to have compassion, or at least in order to express compassion. The compassion may be there, but the disgusting nature of the sickness, the physical nature of it, can be difficult to overcome. But sometimes it's not the physical nature of the sickness, it's the spiritual nature, it's the personal nature. The unknown. Sometimes we fail to have compassion because we don't want to get it. And those that Jesus would encounter, and especially those with leprosy that were outcast and untouchables, one of the first things you'll often see when Jesus encounters a person with leprosy is that he'll touch them. Compassion. As much as they needed and wanted healing from the leprosy, they needed to know they mattered. Sometimes we fail to have compassion because of disbelief. They're just making it all up. In my early 20s and really throughout my 20s, I was dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome and very sick, very unable to do much of anything. And in the process of that diagnosis, I encountered doctors that were very helpful. Doctors that were filled with compassion even when they weren't sure what they ought to do or could do. But I also encountered doctors that were filled with disbelief. I was either lazy or a drug addict, even one doctor at Mayo Clinic determined. Not that there were any testing to show any drugs in my system, because there wasn't. She just couldn't believe that I was suffering in a way that she couldn't figure out and understand. And so rather than to admit she didn't understand, then it had to be my fault. And we do that with one another because, well, we don't understand the human body fully. And so we lack compassion for a lot of reasons. Those that I've talked about already are just a few of them. And we learn from God and the example of Jesus that those excuses really don't matter. Even if they're all true, there's still a sickness that needs compassion, that needs healing. That needs to be made whole. And when we encounter people, regardless of the source of their sickness, regardless of whether it's a physical, emotional, spiritual, or some other type of sickness, God's desire is that we look upon them with compassion, because that changes how we view them, it changes how we treat them. It changes how we love them. And when we have compassion for the sick, oh, we may not be able to bring about a physical healing as Jesus did, but our compassion can bring comfort. It can bring relief. It can bring help. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been expressed through a compassionate action of sending Jesus to heal our sin, to pay the penalty, to set us free. And as Jesus lived upon earth and walked and talked among mankind, he was often moved to compassion for those who were sick. Sicknesses and illness that are part of a world that has been dominated by sin. Diseases that we've learned to deal with, and diseases that we don't understand. And Father, our desire is always that the disease and illness is gone. And yet we experience times in our life, we experience times where we continue to be sick, even when we want to be well. We experience times when our loved ones remain sick when we want them to be well. We experience times when sickness leads to death. At least a physical death. So God, help us to grasp your compassion, whether things turn out the way that we want them to or not. We recognize, even as Jesus walked the earth and healed people, that people still got sick and died. His purpose wasn't to physically heal people, that was simply his compassion towards those that he encountered. It was your desire to show to the world that he really was who he said he was. So God, whether you choose to heal or not, may that not impact our compassion. And the excuses that we use, may those be dealt with in our own life. so that we see the sick and we're moved to compassion. A compassion that leads us to do what we can. Not to worry about what we can't do, but to continue to listen and to love and to comfort. To continue to share Jesus. To continue to walk in fellowship. To continue to encourage and correct and do what's most helpful. And God, today, for anyone that's listening that finds themselves in the midst of sickness, regardless of the source, regardless of whose fault it is or isn't, regardless of how clean or messy that sickness is, regardless of whether anybody acknowledges it, may they know you as a compassionate God. But God, may they also know your people as a compassionate people. So, Father, today, help us to care for one another in a way that is filled with compassion. When we see the hurting and suffering, may we feel the hurt and suffering in such a way that it prompts us to help according to how you've gifted us, according to how you've created us. And God, today, as we experience your compassion, as we share that compassion with others, may we lift up Jesus in all of this so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.